Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Omar Moreno. Batting second. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting third. The right fielder, Dave Parker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie Stargell. Batting fifth. The left fielder, John Milner. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Rennie Stennett. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Ott. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Dale Barra. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bert Blyeven. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Bert Blyeven. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Joel Youngblood. Batting second. The shortstop, Frank Tavares. Batting third. The center fielder, Lee Mozilli. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Richie Hebner. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Willie Montanez. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Stearns. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Steve Henderson. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Doug Flynn. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Scott. Pitching for the New York Mets, Mike Scott. And now, play ball. Omar Moreno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreno strikes out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley strikes out. Stearns drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Foley out. Two outs. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker takes first base on ball four. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Parker moves to third. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a fly ball into center field. Mozilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood hits a pop-up towards first. Stargell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett takes first base on ball four. Ed Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Stennett moves to second. Ed Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Barra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barra takes first base on ball four. Bert Blyeven is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blyeven bunts towards the mound. Scott fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Stennett moves to third. Barra moves to second. Omar Moreno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreno is 0 for 1 in the game. Moreno hits a fly ball into center field. Mozilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Stennett tags and scores. Barra tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Pirates. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 1 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blyevan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns hits a fly ball into center field. Moreno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Parker takes first base on ball 4. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Parker. The throw from Stearns and he is out, Tavares applying the tag. One out. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stargell takes first base on ball 4. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-1 in the game. Milner hits a pop-up towards first. Montanez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Stennett hits a fly ball into center field. Mazzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Lee Lacy now playing second base. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson strikes out. One out. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Moreno. Flynn reaches second base with a double. Mike Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott strikes out. Two outs. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0-for-1 in the game. Youngblood is walked intentionally. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 0-for-1 in the game. Tavares takes first base on ball 4. Flynn moves to third. Youngblood moves to second. Lee Mazzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazzilli is 0-for-1 in the game. Mazzilli hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Flynn scores. Youngblood scores. Tavares moves to third. Mazzilli moves to second. It's 2-1, Mets. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-1 in the game. Hebner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tavares scores. Mazzilli scores. It's 4-1, Mets. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 0-for-1 in the game. Montanez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hebner moves to third. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0-for-1 in the game. Stearns hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hebner scores. Montanez moves to third. It's 5-1, Mets. Ed Whitson now pitching. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Stearns moves to second. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Flynn hits a fly ball into center field. Moreno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Ed Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-1 in the game. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Barra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barra is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Barra hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Youngblood. Barra reaches second base with a double. Manny Sanguilan pinch hits for Ed Whitson. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan hits a fly ball into right field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Omar Moreno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreno is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Moreno hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Moreno reaches second base with a double. Barra scores. It's 5-2, Mets. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-2 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Scott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Pirates 2. The Mets will come to bat. Bruce Kieson now pitching. Mike Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a fly ball into center field. Moreno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Youngblood strikes out. Two outs. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Tavares hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lacey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Parker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stargell strikes out. One out. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-2 in the game. Milner takes first base on ball 4. Parker moves to second. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy hits a fly ball into right field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Parker moves to third. Milner moves to second. Two outs. Ed Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-2 in the game. Ott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Parker scores. Milner moves to third. It's 5-3, Mets. Dale Barra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barra is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Barra takes first base on ball 4. Ott moves to second. Bill Robinson pinch hits for Bruce Kieson. Neil Allen now pitching. Bill Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Milner scores. Ott scores. Barra moves to second. It's Pirates, 5, Mets, 5. Omar Moreno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreno is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. he's got two RBIs. Moreno hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Mets 5. The Mets will come to bat. Enrique Romo now pitching. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Mozilli takes first base on ball 4. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Hebner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mozilli moves to third. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Montanez hits a fly ball into left field. Milner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it and throws to second for the out. Mozilli scores. Two outs. It's 6-5, Mets. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Henderson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stearns moves to third. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Flynn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Pirates 5. The Pirates will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-3 in the game. Foley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Flynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Parker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stargell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Milner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stargell moves to third. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0-for-1 in the game. Lacy hits a fly ball into center field. Mozilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Pirates 5. The Mets will come to bat. Bruce Boisclair pinch hits for Neil Allen. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boisclair hits a fly ball into left field. Milner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Youngblood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Tavares hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tavares. The throw from out and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Mozilli bunts towards the mound. Romo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tavares scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-5, Mets. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mazzilli. The throw from Ott and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Romo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Pirates 5. The Pirates will come to bat. Dale Murray now pitching. Ed Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ott hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Ott reaches second base with a double. Dale Barra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barra is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Barra takes first base on ball 4. Mike Easler pinch hits for Enrique Romo. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler takes first base on ball 4. Ott moves to third. Barra moves to second. Omar Moreno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreno is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Moreno hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ott scores. Barra scores. Easler moves to second. It's Pirates, 7, Mets, 7. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-4 in the game. Foley bunts towards the mound. Murray fields it and throws to first for the out. Easler moves to third. Moreno moves to second. One out. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Parker is walked intentionally. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Stargell hits a fly ball into right field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Easler tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 8-7, Pirates. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 8, and the Mets 7. The Mets will come to bat. Kent Tekulve now pitching. Phil Garner now playing second base. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Montanez takes first base on ball 4. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Stearns bunts towards first. Stargell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stearns for the out. Montanez moves to second. 1 out. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Henderson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 9-8, Mets. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Flynn strikes out. 2 outs. Ron Hodges pinch hits for Dale Murray. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges hits a fly ball into right field. Parker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 9, and the Pirates 8. The Pirates will come to bat. Skip Lockwood now pitching. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is called out on strikes. One out. Ed Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Ott hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Youngblood. Ott reaches second base with a double. Dale Barra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barra is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and 3 walks. Barra hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ott moves to third. Steve Nicosia pinch hits for Kent Tekulva. Steve Nicosia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicosia strikes out. Two outs. Omar Moreno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreno is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 4 RBIs. Moreno strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 9, and the Pirates 8. The Mets will come to bat. Grant Jackson now pitching. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Youngblood hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-8, Mets. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Tavares strikes out. One out. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Mozilli hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Ott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Hebner hits a pop-up towards short. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 10, and the Pirates 8. The Pirates will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-4 in the game. Foley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 3 walks. Parker strikes out. One out. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Stargell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Flynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first, with Lockwood covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 10, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 8. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.